Professor Ralph Stacey discusses complexity theory and its relevance to strategic management. Like all issues of the knowledge, here is a succinct summary of an area of advanced marketing knowledge designed to let you keep up to date without drowning in reading. This paper challenges the scientific and logical way we were taught to think about management. If, as the textbooks imply, management can be rationalized into vigorous processes with predictable outcomes, then what caused the economic crash? Were bankers and multinationals stupid? Or is there another way of looking at strategic management? In this paper, Professor Ralph Stacey, a globally recognized expert on complexity theory, argues that we should be importing concepts from the natural sciences and revising the normative way we were taught. And now for the paper, Complexity Theory and Strategic Management. In the dominant management discourse, strategic management is understood as that kind of management which is concerned with the big picture, over the long term, for the whole organization. It is distinguished from other management activities which are concerned with the day-to-day, short-term tactical conduct of specific organizational functions and activities. What people usually mean when they talk about the long-term, big picture for a whole organization is a clear view of the purpose of that organization and the direction in which it is intended to move going forward into the future so that its resources, capabilities and competences are optimally aligned to the sources of competitive advantage in its environment as the way to achieve successful performance. These activities of strategic management are normally taken to be the primary function of an organization's leader, supported by his or her top leadership team, and it's widely thought that the strategic purpose, direction and alignment should be expressed by the leader in an inspiring, easily understood statement of vision and mission. Top executives choose purpose and direction, and what the organization becomes depends on the wisdom of those choices. When those lower down in an organizational hierarchy experience confusion and uncertainty, they frequently blame this on a failure of leadership, a lack of strategic direction on the part of the top management team, or at the very least, a failure of communication down the hierarchy. The remedy is to apply a set tried and tested tools and techniques which have been shown to yield strategic successes in other organizations. However, it is hard to understand how anyone who has paid any attention to the events of global credit crunch and recession that we have all experienced since 2007 can continue to believe that there is a clear, reliable body of knowledge on strategic management containing prescriptive tools and techniques for its successful application. Surely the great majority of major international banks and other commercial organizations have not been successfully conducting strategic management over the past few years. Surely no one chose the collapse of their organizations. As soon as one accepts that the events of the last few years cast doubt on the received wisdom on strategic management, the door opens to realizing that change and innovation, which most of us regard as positive, such as the development of the internet and the many uses to which it is being put, also cannot be explained by the taken-for-granted view on strategic management, because most of these creative innovations seem to have emerged without any global strategic intention or any organization-wide learning process. The disjuncture between the dominant discourse and recent events calls for a different way of thinking about the nature of management. If leaders and managers are not choosing the long-term futures of their organization, then we need to rethink how organizations evolve and what role leaders and managers play in this. I suggest that the modern natural sciences of complexity, essentially sciences of uncertainty, provide us with important insights into the evolution of complex phenomena, which could well provide the basis for an alternative way of thinking about organizations and their management. The models of classical science assume that the laws of nature can be represented by linear equations, in which entities as causes are related in a proportional fashion to entities that are effects, yielding models of certainty. The complexity sciences move away from this assumption of linear relationships and build models of non-linear relationships, and the computer simulations of these allow the scientists to observe and explore patterns of movement in space and through time. The dynamics. What they discover is that in the presence of diversity, the dynamics are those of the creation of unpredictable novelty as order arising in instability. One scientist, Prigogine, sees evolution at all levels in terms of instabilities with humans and their creativity as a part of it. If we were to think of human organisations and societies in these terms, it would mean that diverse, interdependent individual agents are forming patterns of organisation and society in the interplay of their intentional acts, while, at the same time, those individuals are being formed by the patterns they are creating, where what is being formed is personal identity. For me, the resonance with the experience of organisational reality is very powerful. The consequence of taking this view is profound, because instead of being determined by a prior plan, organisational change will be emerging in the local interactions of many, many people. The change can only happen in many, many local interactions between diverse agents. These insights from the natural complexity sciences have led colleagues and me to develop an alternative way of understanding organisations as complex responsive processes of local interaction between people from which there emerges the patterns of activity we may label as strategic management. The term complex responsive processes of relating encompasses communicative interaction, power relating and ideology-based choices, and it is in such responsive processes of relating, including deliberate intention and design, that human beings create meaning and accomplish sophisticated joint action of any kind. The key feature of all human groups, organisations, institutions and societies is this joint action. Joint action is possible only because complex responsive processes of relating produce emergent, coherent, meaningful patterns of interaction, both locally and population-wide, at the same time, and because human beings are capable of articulating these patterns, which they take up in their local interactions. This leads us to the definition of strategy as the evolving narrative pattern of organisational identity. An organisation is what it is because of a history of relating, and it will become what it becomes in the local communicative interaction and power relating between people in the living present. If we want to understand strategy, then we need to understand the evolving complex responsive processes of relating between people who constitute an organisation in their local interaction. End of podcast.